Huskies Inside the Pack, and today I'm joined with fifth-year goaltender for the Women's Huskies and probably one of, if not the best goaltender in Canada West, Cameron Drever. First off, Cameron, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be on today.
Is that a bit of an overstatement or maybe something that you've heard before, just all the hype of being such a highly looked upon goaltender in this league?
I think there's been some rumblings, but I try not to listen too much and just worry about my own thing.
No, absolutely. And I mean, you've had so much success from day one until now, but everyone, especially in hockey, you know, very humble. How much of that success do you give to the players that are in front of you?
Oh, a lot. I think, you know, they definitely help me out from a night-to-night basis, and I couldn't be more thankful for the D crew that we have. You know, they've been phenomenal all year and definitely stepped up their game from game to game, and, you know, even the forwards helping out on the back check, picking up players. So, yeah, I definitely owe a lot of credit to the team in front of me.
Going back to your days in minor hockey, when did you start playing hockey, and were you a goalie from day one?
I probably started when I was about 5 or 6. I started out as a forward, played a little bit of defense, and then eventually turned into a goalie. My team, when I played, was really good offensively. The puck didn't come into my zone too much, so, you know, I just like to keep it casual, laid on the ice until the puck came into my zone and thought, hey, this is pretty fun. I might stick around and do this. And yeah, it's not so much like that anymore, but yeah, after that I was a goalie for the rest of my career, so.
So did you play with boys growing up, or were you with girls hockey from the day one?
I played initiation with boys. There was two other girls on my team, and then after that I played for the Edmonton Girls Hockey Association.
And obviously had a lot of success there going up from AA, AAA. Do you have a key moment that was probably highlight of your minor hockey career?
I think the highlight of my minor hockey career would be winning the SO Cup. So I played for the Edmonton Thunder in my first year in midget, and then the league kind of changed a little bit. I ended up getting scouted and went to St. Albert, ended up playing for the St. Albert Slash for my grade 11 and grade 12 year, and we ended up winning the SO Cup in Morden, Manitoba in 2017, and then in Bridgewater, Nova Scotia in 2018.
Oh, wow. So pretty, I guess, I don't want to say rare occurrence, but pretty unique that you're able to get back-to-back SO Cups, correct?
Yeah, very rare. Doesn't very happen very often. And my first year that we won actually was the first year that anyone from Alberta's ever won it. So
you got your name in the history book somewhere along the line in minor hockey, at least. And growing up in Edmonton, was there a favorite professional team of yours growing up and favorite hockey player growing up?
I think the Edmonton Oilers would be my favorite team growing up. Dad used to take me and my sisters out to the games a lot. Yeah, when it wasn't Rogers Place, I guess it was Rexall Place at the time. But my favorite player growing up would be Shannon Zabados. I always looked up to her on, you know, the Olympic team. And yeah, she's still one of my favorites, even though she doesn't play anymore. So,
is that someone that you would try to model your game after?
Yes and no. I think I do really like her style of play, but I think it's a bit different than how I play. So,
with the early success of the PWHL, is there a team among the six that you kind of root for, or are you still taking some time to decide? Which is something that I've heard lots, is that they're still deciding who their favorite team is.
Yeah, still trying to decide who my favorite team is. I think if I was to choose a team right now, it would have to be Ottawa. Emerence Mashmeyer is the goalie on that team, and Sheldon's worked quite closely with her, and I just love her. Competitive side to the game, and even though her size isn't very tall, she plays big, and I just love that about her. So I think I'd have to root for Ottawa.
And Sheldon being the goalie coach with the Huskies, and just kind of take me into the relationship that not only you and Sheldon, but the other two goaltenders on the team, Colby and Emma, watching you guys on practice out there. It looks like you guys are having a blast. Yes, it's serious, but everyone's got a smile. Everyone's laughing. Everyone giving each other a hard time. Just what's it like being around that? I'll call it your own group aside from everyone else on the team.
It's the best. I honestly think Sheldon's done a wonderful job cultivating just this kind of goalie environment for us. And Brian McGregor, our assistant coach, always talks about how hard we work as a crew and how much he wants us to kind of influence the rest of the team to work that hard. And even though we do have a couple laughs and we joke around sometimes, it is also really serious. And Sheldon takes it really seriously too. And he's really hard on us and challenges us to push us to be our best every single day, and I think that's what makes our goalie crew so good.
And now to the unique opportunity that everyone on this team has, Nationals, being able to host it here on home ice, play on home ice, and having the chance to win on home ice. Probably not a main focus right now. There's so much work ahead to that, but just tell me, what, how cool of an opportunity is that to have on home ice?
It's pretty exciting. You know, not many people can say that they were able to host Nationals on home ice. So it's definitely something the team is looking forward to. But I think definitely taking it one game at a time here and trying not to look too far in advance.
And not even just with Nationals, every home game, at least when I'm at, there's always young female hockey players here, and they are looking up to you and everyone else on the team as the female superstar hockey players of Saskatoon and area. So now being able to showcase that on the national stage, what does it mean to have all these young hockey players looking up to you guys?
It's awesome. Honestly, we do so much work with the Comet organization here in Saskatoon. So for them to be able to experience Nationals and a different high level of hockey versus, you know, just a regular game, you know, Nationals is that extra step up. It's the best of the best in Canada. And for them to be surrounded by that atmosphere is incredible and just an awesome opportunity for them to see that, you know, they can take their game to this level and there's something that they can look up to in the future.
Oh, I couldn't have said it any better. Cameron, thank you so much for taking the time to do this, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.